This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Oscar, you got the call rolling back there. Is there somebody on the line? Well, happy birthday? Yeah, I don't think so. Happy 250th there, Oscar. You got to get it right, bro. 250th, man. You don't have that many fingers. That's why you can't get there, Oscar. Bring them on. Who do we got there?
Vivian Freed.
Oh, come on. You didn't tell me it was my beautiful, lovely wife. Hey, what's happening, sexy?
250th show. You're a winner.
I'm a winner because I landed you.
I'm so proud to be part of your life.
Listen, I'm so proud to
be part of the show. I love you.
Oh, my God. I can't. I got to. That's it. We'll be back next week with another edition of Freed on Business. I mean, my goodness. Thank you so much. Honey, Bruce, you got anything there? I mean,
I love you. Bye-bye.
See, is that he's in the studio. He's all verklempt. He's tearing up. Even his glasses are getting frosty. That was beautiful.
Yeah, this is a reason. There's a reason I love him. Put Larry on. Hey, Larry, how are you? You got Jim Freed. We're here with Brewster Kell. We're talking about branding. How you doing?
Jim, how am I supposed to follow that last phone call?
Nobody can follow that phone call, Larry. But I know you know I love you too, man.
Well, I love you, Jim. Congratulations on 250. As you know, very happy to be a part of the show and happy as a friend.
Oh, listen, Larry, you're the greatest, and I know that you're going to be out of town a lot this month, so I want to make sure that we can come up with a date. I'll invite you down here to Miami proper. You'll come in. We'll tape a couple segments in the studio at a time that's convenient to you. I'll buy you lunch. We'll have a great time, and if I'm lucky, Peter will drive down with you and bring me that new car I want to test drive for the next time round.
As long as he's not driving, we're in good shape.
Well, you know, then maybe you just drive one of your classic cars and we come out and do that. See, listen, we got a second. What's going on with some upcoming stuff? You got anything new coming out that we need to talk about?
Well, I got this great charity event on March 1st called Cars Cause Charity at Sun Life Stadium. So anybody's free to come out and come see what we have going on. We should have 400 to 500 exotic cars, tuner cars, even low riders out there. So it's really going to be something special. We're going to have the Food Truck Collective there as well, and all the proceeds are going towards Wounded Warriors.
Oh, man, that's a charity. We love those guys. I can't wait to participate. I know that Vivian's going to come up and talk to you about some of the charity work that you do with us, and I look forward to participating with you on 3-1, and we'll create some content, we'll create some good times, and we'll create some good donations for Wounded Warriors. If people want more information on that, Larry, is it up on your Facebook page?
It is up on our Facebook page. We also have a Cars Cause Charity Facebook page as well. But if you want to see us, it's facebook.com/Warren Henry Auto.
Listen, Larry, I can't thank you enough. Without you and Warren Henry being our main, sponsor this whole time, you know, we wouldn't be here without you. We really do appreciate the vote of confidence that you give us every week by being part of our show. And we live the Warren Henry advantage on our show every week. I want to thank you so much for being part of the show. I look forward to getting together with you in the next couple of weeks. We'll tape some episodes and we're going to do great.
Hey, Jim, keep up the great work. You're the man.
Oh, thank you so much. Larry's in. Warren Henry Auto, our top sponsor and one of my good friends. Boy, I feel great saying that. You know, we've got Brewster Kell in the show today, and Bruce has been our branding expert, helping us build our brand, making sure we know all the right tenets of building our brand. And Bruce has come all the way back from the other side of the world to be with us today. He was in Asia. And, boy, you know, I hope your arms are feeling good with all that flying you've been doing.
Yeah, I walked up and down the aisle so I could tell people I walked back from Southeast Asia.
You're too funny.
I got to tell you, though, you go there and everything I've been talking about that we've been talking about brands on this show comes true because you see people buying things there simply because it has a name, a logo, a brand message that you recognize and that means something to you. The amount of branding that you see throughout Asia is astounding. And the reason is because, as we've said so many times before, the function of what products do is becoming generic, but it's the brand, it's the relationship, it's the conversation you and Larry just had that tells people, hey, these are real folks, I can do business with them, that makes all the difference.
You know, and talking about that, you know, we always talk about being part of the Warren Henry family. family. But it's very hard to get that out and across to somebody unless you just hear Larry giving out his, from bottom of his heart. That's Larry. That's Larry. He cares about every person that walks into that dealership, and he cares about every that includes the people that work there. So every person that walks in, and that's Larry, and it just comes out of him.
And then when you go to buy the car or lease the car, that's what you're getting, because truth be told, those cars are available elsewhere. And especially today with the internet, you can find those cars in lots of places. However, what you can't find is that sense of, I'm here, it matters, I care, I'm going to give you that same service, that same consideration. That's what makes the difference, and that's what people understand, and that's where the brand lives.
And they've been doing it for 35 years, repeating.
Which is your beautiful transition to talk about. We know it's your 250th show. I know, you're just giddy, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
But the idea is that once you figure out what your brand message is, you have to do that. You have to say it over and over and over and over and over again. Because, first of all, most people aren't paying attention because, let's face it, they don't care. They care about their own lives. Second of all, they only care about what it is you're selling, what it is you're offering when they need one. So you have to make sure that your message is always out there all the time, over and over and over, repeat, 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 so that when the time comes for them to be interested, you're top of mind.
And you know, it really does pay off and it really does work. I'm going to be going to a bunch of speaking events. You'll hear me promote them later in the show. And when I go there, people always, it's now a postulate. It always happens. They're out, they're talking about whatever the show's about, blah, blah, blah. You think condos, blah, blah, blah. You think real estate, blah, blah, blah. Then they come to me, they go, Jim, how's the radio show? Stop sending me the emails. No, just kidding. Because they get the emails twice a week. I say, hey, how you doing? In the same day, Thursday morning, Thursday afternoon, how you doing? And that's it. And so they see it over and over again. And now we're going to test the brand. We're going to switch the view, the look of our email. I brought in the first email blast I ever did, which was totally in Word, had no significant consistency with it whatsoever. And now we've got our email. It's got the same format over and over again. The sponsors are there over and over again. And it's been very effective. We've seen all of the numbers trending up on SEO. And now we're going to take the next step. We're going to switch the way we look. And we're going to continue giving the same message of solid fun, talking about business and wellness. Ooh.
And take it a step further. Every person out in the audience listening right now has to figure out how to do that in their own business. It's terrific that you do it. It's terrific that I do it. But the way it matters for them is if they figure out where these consistent cues are and they set the discipline to do it. My blog comes out every Wednesday at 10 a.m.,
and Saturday,
if I didn't open it. Right. So
I know.
And it's funny because almost every new business request I get as an email is a response to my blog, meaning they've been getting them, whether they read them or not. Hey, I'd love that they all get read, but I know they're not all read. But people know, hey, if I wait till Wednesday, I'm going to hear from this guy. And that's the guy I want to talk to every Wednesday. People ask, why Wednesday morning at 10 a.m.? Well, because Tuesday's too soon and Thursday's too late. No, actually, it was the Simon and Garfunkel album that I named it after. But the point is, pick the time, pick the message, pick all those things, and then discipline. Repeat, repeat, repeat.
And I'm going to repeat something I always say right about now. We'll be right back after this short break with more Brewster Kell. Oscar, take us out. This is Smokin' Hot, episode 250, back after this.